Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We got reacquainted with the Promise Keepers Ministry and Dennis Popper, New Mexico Men of Honor, here about 6-8 months ago. Dennis is in the studio with me today. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, brother. Good to be back.
Yes, thanks for joining us. And we have Judge Vance Day. He is the president of Promise Keepers, and Dice Upon. He is the national prayer coordinator. Can't say that three times fast. Gentlemen, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Great to be with you here, guys.
Well, I want to start right away with Judge Day. Judge Day, please tell us, a lot of men, and I would say, I don't know what age, Dennis, what do you think, over 40 have heard about Promise Keepers?
At least, yeah.
But a lot of folks have not, if you're under that age. It's been just an amazing movement and has really kind of had a resurgence under the direction of Judge Day. Please tell us about Promise Keepers, Judge Day, and what's going on with the ministry.
Well, as many men know, Promise Keepers is a ministry which specifically focuses on men, and that is helping men understand that an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ gives them purpose and a destiny, and that men are designed differently than women, and our design when we step into that role is to be a servant king, a priest, a prophet to those who are given under our jurisdiction, those that we need to minister to, our families, our community, our churches. And when we discover that, we understand who a man is in Christ, then that gives us a real clear vision of being a provider, a protector, somebody to plan with, to play with, and a man who promotes others. So that's what Promise Keepers is designed to do, and the vehicle that we do it through are amazing stadium events where we get 80,000 guys together to worship, to play together, to enjoy each other, to learn and grow and repent. So this year we were going to do that at AT&T Stadium there in the heart of Dallas-Fort Worth in Arlington, but because of this COVID virus, we've shifted and we're doing it virtually. So it's a digital gathering across the world. I think we have over 40 different nations that we've got representatives in who are watching this simulcast and this live stream. And so it happens July 31st and August 1st, just in about 10 days, and it is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and it sounds like it. I want to go to Dice Up, though. We're going to talk to you all about how to sign up for this and how to participate. But Dysip, I want to ask you why Promise Keepers brings men together in these massive gatherings to talk about God.
Well, you know, in my personal experience, when I'm isolated, when I'm just doing things by myself, I'm not talking with guys about God and praying together. I could easily wander into a wilderness and become a lukewarm Christian. You know, and I think that guys have to be very intentional about being together, encouraging one another, having fun together, praying together, encouraging one another. So when guys get together, whether it's a simulcast or live stream at home, we really encourage guys to come together and then talk about the things that will be broadcasted all over the world on July 31st, August 1st.
Mm. Dennis Popper is the chairman of New Mexico Men of Honor, and Dennis, you host quarterly events.
Yes.
In Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And you invite people from all kinds of different churches, and you have a partnership, or you work together closely with Promise Keepers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so when we started this, it's a sister ministry of New Mexico Praise, America Praise with Brian Allred. We started that over a year ago, and so we have four events a year. And then the fourth one would be on Promise Keepers. So the one thing that we're so excited about is being in partnership with them is to promote Promise Keepers on our fourth event. So we've had two events. We tried to have that third one. We had a virtual one, and now our fourth one is going to be on July 31st. So we're excited.
Well, and I was just informed, Dennis, as you and I are talking, that our phones just disconnected. Judge Day and Dice Upon. We're going to try to get them back, but it's you and
okay.
me, brother, talking about this. So the event, it's a virtual event,
mm-hmm.
and you can access information about it at Promise promisekeepers.org.
Yes.
And when we get back with Judge Vance Day and Dice Upon, I want to talk with them, Dennis, about, you know, what they actually expect in this fellowship. But you've got a lot of personal experience yourself. You've experienced a gamut of things, Dennis.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been encouraged by the ministry at a time when you really needed to be because you lost your brother on his way to one of these events.
Yeah.
And so that tragedy and the support that you received has really spoken loudly into your life, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. You know, I have mentioned this before, is that when I found out that my brother had perished on that plane, that small plane with three other guys, there was four guys on the plane, I was at a Cracker Barrel in Denver that night, so they had the Friday night service, and then that night I called my wife, and she had told me about the plane going down. Well, I was in this restaurant with two guys I knew. When I turned around to go out, there was 15 to 18 guys that grabbed me. They overheard me talking to the guys about what happened. They grabbed me, put me in the middle of a circle of guys and prayed over me and laid hands on me. Man, I'll never forget that. That is etched in my brain forever, that the love of God through these men lifted me up at that really tough time when I found out that my brother was no longer here. But he's in a much better place.
One of the things I enjoy about doing this show, Dennis, is that I'm frequently surrounded by, number one, people that are a lot smarter than I am, which I enjoy learning every day, you know, things that they've done. You know, we've had several conversations with Dysop and with Judge Vance Day, and these are two men with a great deal of experience.
Yeah.
And not just in Christianity, but in being a man, having integrity in the world, doing a job like being a judge and having integrity and you know, working in the legal system and all that entails. I mean, that's just an amazing thing. Have you ever been in a situation yourself where you were isolated and as a result your faith was harmed because you were kind of on your own?
Yeah, you know, I ran a business for about 10 years and it just all of a sudden the wheels started coming off of it. And it seemed like everything around me was negative. Every phone call, everything that was happening to me just seemed like, whoa, there's another one. Whoa, there's another one. And I just kept going lower and lower. And, I was focused so much on myself. That's why I was taking count, right? But I got to this place to where, wow, there's nothing I can do that is right. This is just a train wreck. But you know, in that time, God met me and he said, hey, you're focusing on the wrong things. Focus on me. Pursue me. And there was a day where I was driving my truck and I felt that the Lord wanted me to just sing a song of worship. And it was hard to even get out of my mouth. But once I did, it broke something in me. And it helped me see who God was without, you know, and stop looking at myself. So that was a breakthrough for me. And I think Promise Keepers and New Mexico Men of Honor, being around men, are always encouraging each other to be transparent so we can pray for each other, lift each other up. And it's through those things that have helped me climb out of that low time I had.
Well, I want to remind our listeners, today we started our show with Judge Vance Day. He is the president of Promise Keepers, and Dice Upon, he is the national prayer coordinator for Promise Keepers. And we have Dennis Poper. He is the co-chairman of New Mexico Men of Honor. We unfortunately had a technical glitch. We're trying to get, Dysop and, Judge Day back on the phone. Again, our problem, our side of the deal. So if they are listening, I want them to know it's our problem and we're sorry. Dennis, I almost smile when this kind of stuff happens now because I feel like I used to get all stressed out and all worried about, you know, things that were going on like this. And I just don't get stressed out about it now because it just is and we'll deal with it and we'll go forward with it. In fact, we just got a text message, from Judge Day that they are trying to call in, but they're getting no answer. So again, technically on our side, Dennis, while we're talking here, you might text them that we've got a technical glitch and we'll continue to try to get back to them. If they would try again in about 5 minutes, that would be really helpful. Dennis, I've got a question about this. Judge Day said in kind of the introduction to the show today that this is a ministry to men. Mm-hmm. And so I want to ask you a question about how will women be encouraged by the work that Promise Keepers and New Mexico Men of Honor are doing with men? How will the women be encouraged by that work?
You know, I think that is probably the main prayer thrust of this ministry, is that other women are praying that they would get involved with other men that love God, and that they would, because the result of getting together with other men, pursuing Christ together, is that we're encouraging each other to love our wives, have a good priority in our life, have a good balance in our life. And so we know that lots of women are out there praying for their man to follow Christ. And because once the man follows, the others follow, right after him, right? I mean, that's if the dad gets, accepts Christ, then usually the family will come alongside him, and the whole family will then follow suit.
Dennis, I've talked with a lot of men about fellowship and talking with one another. And my own personal experience is I find that men are not particularly open to that. Mm. But I also have the experience that they probably need that more than anything else. I was fortunate in my life, and I've shared this many times, to grow up as an athlete playing basketball. And when you go to war with people on the court against other teams, you know, there's intense competition. When you go to practice every day and you just get your tail kicked because you're exhausted and you're going through all these drills and you have injuries and all of these different things. Well, in the context of all of that, you start talking to each other.
Yeah.
And you visit. And when there's a spiritual bond, it's even a greater connection. We had Pastor Jesse Lusko talking about pornography addiction here a week or so ago on this show. And he made a profound statement that I think is really applicable in this situation. He said that addiction is defeated by meaningful relationships with other people.
Mm.
So it could be a drug addiction, a substance abuse of some kind, alcohol, you name it. It could be coveting of money. Mm. Idol worship. It could be an addiction to pornography. It could be any of those things. But when you have meaningful relationships with other men, a lot of those things get taken care of.
I love it. You know, this event that's coming up in 2 weeks, 10 days, is that they have a lineup of speakers that are going to hammer all of those items, all of those issues in men's lives. They're going to have somebody focus on that, each speaker, and that's going to be an amazing time for guys to be able to talk about it after. They're going to have 3 hours on Friday night and 3 hours on Saturday morning. It'll be here in New Mexico, 5 to 8 on Friday and from 8 to 11 on Saturday. And the worship's going to be incredible. We're going to have Michael W. Smith and Phil Wickham and others. It's just going to be amazing.
Dennis, talk to me a little bit about worship.
Yeah.
I see a lot of men kind of hesitant to sing songs and stand before the Lord and sing to him. Why are they uncomfortable with that?
Probably because they're more focused on themselves at that time. Mm. You know, I'll tell you one thing that puts, goosebumps on me is that the times that I've been in stadiums at Promise Keepers listening to 50, 60, 70,000 men singing. It's just amazing. Everybody's like, I'm just going to sing because everybody else is. And then something incredible happens when you're doing that. It is a touch of God. The Spirit of the Lord touches you, and you start looking around and going, wow, this is amazing. Just can't wait until that can happen again, hopefully next year.
We are visiting with Dennis Popper in studio today. We're hoping to get back in touch with Judge Vance Day and Dice Upon with Promise Keepers. Our producer is working on that as we speak. But I want to remind everybody that the Promise Keepers virtual event is coming up July 31st and August 1st, 2020. And you can sign up for the event at promisekeepers.org. We'll be back with Dennis Popper and hopefully Judge Day and Dice Upon right after these messages. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today. On the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 1-88-348.
Do you have an old clunker or a good running vehicle? Donate it to Joy Junction. It can help bring hope to the homeless. If it's in good condition, great. If not, no problem. Running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us and we'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help? Here's Joy Junction CEO, Elma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless families, men and women, for more than 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have a new additional space to give more dignity and privacy to those who come to our doors. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. I have Dennis Poper. He is the co-chairman of the New Mexico Men of Honor, along with one of our favorite people who's not here today, but weatherman Steve Stucker is working with you. And I always enjoy Steve. I know he's been really busy with his schedule and other things that are going on. We had on the phone with us Judge Vance Day and Dice Upon. They are, Judge Day is the president of Promise Keepers, and Dice Up is their national prayer coordinator. Again, we have to apologize because we have lost all of our internet connectivity in this building. And we don't know why, but, we're not going to be able to get them back on the program, for this segment. So Dennis, it's just you and I, my friend.
All right, brother.
And I used to get, you know, I told you earlier, I used to get really stressed out about this kind of stuff, but I actually look at this as a positive spiritual thing because these kind of things don't happen unless you're about to do something great.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I totally agree. I have a testimony that would, affirm that. For many years.
Well, Dennis, you were just sharing why women will be encouraged by the work that's being done, and that a lot of women are praying that their husbands or their boyfriends will get involved in Promise Keepers. Talk to us a little bit about how you get signed up for this event. Do you know the details of that?
You bet. So you can go online, promisekeepers.org, O-R-G, and go there, and it'll take you right to their website, and then you can just go to 2020 and register today, and it'll give you all the information you need. So what will happen is that it'll prompt you to sign up for the live stream, so the virtual event that will happen on July 31st. Again, it's at 5 to 8 on Friday, 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and then on Saturday from 8 to 11. And so you'll be able to live stream it right where you are, or get a few guys together and watch it together. There's a few churches here in town that are also getting guys together to watch it simulcast. And so they can stop and start it when they like. And so they may watch it all day on Saturday or just Friday and Saturday as well. But those are the two options, is simulcast and live stream.
Talk to us a little bit about how church groups can get involved.
Yeah, so we've had Majesty Church. It's Alfonso Antion. He's going to have a group of guys together. He's up on Coors, and they're gonna put it up on their screens and TV. there at their church and watch it together as a group. I'm also going to have a group of guys get together and watch it together. I think that's more powerful, obviously, to have guys together to watch it, to be able to talk about it, talk about the speakers. Like you brought up those issues that men have. We all have our issues, and we need to be transparent together and to watch it together.
And I would say that isolation isn't unique to men. I think it's true with a lot of wives. They get really busy because they love their family so much and they're so dedicated and they're taking care of their kids and they're babysitting their husbands, frankly.
Mm.
And they get separated from, you know, other women and their friends and the fellowship they need there. So I know that it's important for women to have that fellowship, and it's also important for men. I like the accountability, and not as a, you know, a legalistic type play by the rules type thing, but just having relationships that you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Men can speak into your lives because they have earned that right to do so, because they stick with you through thick and thin. A lot of people that you hang out with, Dennis, have done that in your life.
Oh, absolutely. I've been involved in a Bible study since 93. We started one back then, and that was from coming back from Promise Keepers. So we have one that meets on Monday mornings, and these guys, through all the ups and downs of my life and their own lives, we have been able to help balance each other out through scripture, using scripture to answer all the questions that we have. You know, I can have a lot of opinions about things, but when you use scripture to answer a question that you have in life that you're struggling with, then the Spirit of God comes in and He helps you be victorious. And that's why I'm so thankful for all these years, over 30 years, I've been coming here to Calvary and listening to a very amazing Bible teacher, Skip Heitzig. So it's been a mainstay in my life and has blessed my family. And also this Bible study, that's been great.
I might, Dennis, point out again, when I say the church is made up of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a building.
Right.
It's not a label. You know, it's not Legacy or Calvary or Sagebrush or Harvest. You know, it's us.
Yes.
That's the church.
Yeah.
So I want you to share with us why your organization, New Mexico Men of Honor, and what you're doing in Albuquerque is good for men in all churches.
Yeah. You know, it's exciting for men to get together at a football game or whatever. And, you know, there's excitement about a lot of guys cheering on one thing in unity, right? I've noticed that in my life, that I enjoy doing that. A lot of guys do. And so what better time for what's happening in our culture right now for us to unite in Christ? So all walks of life, many different churches who love Christ, for guys to come together. And, you know, I know that we've explained this before about New Mexico Men of Honor, is that we're not wanting to take men away from churches. We are wanting to just have four events a year. It's on Friday nights, so we're not doing this during church time. But we want to encourage men to come together at an event, get excited, and then get into these churches to start Bible studies and get involved in Bible studies and get off the couch and start serving the Lord. You know, let the Spirit of God move you into a place that He can use you in a mighty way.
Well, in this particular case, for the virtual event with Promise Keepers on July 31st and August 1st, again, what are the times of the event? It's going to be online. What time does that happen on July 31st?
So, I'm sorry, say that again.
What I'm wanting to know is clarifying for our folks that this event was planned to happen in Cowboy Stadium in Dallas.
Right.
And of course, with COVID and everything, a lot of these adjustments have had to be made. I want to welcome back into the show Dysup Hahn. Dysup, thanks for being persistent and getting back to us. We've had a major internet crash here, I guess, so thanks for coming back.
Hey, good to be back. Glad you got it resolved.
Dysup, I was telling Dennis earlier that I used to get really stressed out about when things didn't go well with the show or it didn't happen exactly the way we visualized it being orchestrated. You have been involved in the planning with Judge Day and your team at Promise Keepers now for a year, and I know that you're excited about the virtual event. Let me ask you, what are you hoping men will hear participating in this event?
Well, you know, Promise Keepers, going back to the 90s, our focus was to engage the men with the seven promises of a Promise Keeper. And so each of the speakers will challenge the men to go deep in our relationship with the Lord, be the kind of husband, the father that we need to be. We need to be the greatest champion for our pastors and for our governmental leaders. We must be transformed so that God will then give us the anointing and the giftings to transform our society. And never before in the history of our nation we need the men to rise.
Amen.
As in 2020.
Mm. Well, I want to welcome back Judge Vance Day into the program. I'm so sorry, gentlemen. First of all, you're so gracious to join us by phone in the first place. And then we don't actually know what happened, but we lost all of our internet and everything else. In fact, my computers are still down, but you're miraculously on the phone. Judge Day, thanks for calling us back.
Not a problem. There's always opposition, you know, when you're doing something good. So it doesn't surprise me that things like this kind of go out of whack.
And I told Dennis earlier, while we were hoping to get back in touch with both of you, that's exactly how I look at this now. I look at the enemy comes against us just when we're about to do something awesome. So I got a big smile on my face. I think this virtual event may just be spectacular.
Yes.
And, I'll be praying as such. Judge Day, I want to ask you, and we don't have a lot of time left. But I want to ask you the same question I just asked Dysip, and that is, what do you hope men will hear, during this virtual event?
We want men to hear that they're valuable, they're essential, that God wants to use them, I mean, he wants to flow through them. He believes, I mean, he's told us that he designed men to be dominion takers. He gave that mandate back in the garden. Men are to take dominion. We take things and make them better. And so what I believe is God is desiring to take us all on an adventure that satisfies the deepest recesses of our core. And we only can do that with Jesus. Mm. But when we get to know him, he gives us amazing insights. He helps us to get into places and make a difference. When men get involved and they lead in with a servant heart, it really can change the world.
Yeah. Hey, Vance, can you just bring up some of the speakers? Who's going to be speaking on this virtual event?
Glad to. Tony Evans, his son Jonathan Evans, Jimmy Evans, who's from Gateway Church in Dallas, Texas, Mark Batterson, Steve Arterburn, Bishop Joseph Garlington, the Benham brothers, Greg Steer, John Gray. We've got a woman's panel of amazing women who will speak to men about calling them up, not calling them out. Our worship will be conducted, of course, by the Promise Keepers Worship Band, but also Danny Gokey, Phil and Evan Wickham, as well as Michael W. Smith.
Wow.
And we've got a whole bunch of people who will be filtering in and out, you know, the Louis Palau and others, John Eldridge. So it's great speakers. I was watching some of the video clips as we're putting this together, and I got to tell you, at the end of some of those messages, I got quite emotional. It's like, wow, that hits me right between the hearts.
Hey, one more time, and we're going to be out of time here in about 30 seconds, but tell us how men can get signed up for the event, Judge Day.
It's really easy. You go to Promise Keepers, that's plural, one word, PromiseKeepersEvent.com, PromiseKeepersEvent.com, and you just register. It's free. You can make a donation at the opening there or whatever, but it doesn't have to be that. You can either go to a church that's local around that area and participate with men, or you can just take it at your own home through a live stream. PromiseKeepersEvent.com.
Dysip, you are the national...
Jim and Dennis, I sent you a couple of flyers.
One
of them
good.
Is the flyer with the event, with all the speakers and the worship leaders
good.
There. And the other one's a 30 days of prayer guide for PK. If you could print those out and share with as many guys as you can, or send them out in, as email in the Albuquerque area, we would really appreciate that.
It's funny, Dysip, that you just brought that up, because I was just about to ask you, what kind of support are you getting from communities around the country?
Well, every person that I ask, would you pray for Promise Keepers? Many of them say, I already am praying, and others are saying, wow, Promise Keepers are back. I'd love to pray with you. So the prayer support's been amazing. And, of course, Dennis and many of the men in Albuquerque are some of the key intercessors for how God is answering prayers for Promise Keepers 2020.
Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you all very much for joining us today on ABQ Connect. And I already spoke to Dennis. We're going to try to get you back on the air next week, because we lost a good 15, 20 minutes with you all. So if you have time in your schedule, we'll get you back on. Again, want to let everybody know that July 31st and August 1st, Promise Keepers virtual event is happening, and it's going to be a special time for men to spend together, be encouraged, worship, hear some good messages from people that have dealt with issues through all walks of life, all ethnicities, and about everything you can think of is going to be addressed. So it should be a lot of fun. That's the other thing, gentlemen. You guys are a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Great to be with you.